Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, just wanted to give you a quick update. The reason I am not with you in Minneapolis is, of course, because I am at Mayo. I'm in Rochester all this week for tests. These are pre-bone marrow transplant tests. It's all week. I have to be here all week. I literally started 6:30 this morning. My last appointment today was 2:20, and then I just ran back to here the hotel room to get going, on the show. But, this is CT scans, a dental exam, a PET scan, sinus imaging. I had a bone marrow biopsy yesterday. I had a lumbar puncture, and it turned out, thank God, there is no cancer in my spinal fluid. And there never was, but I've had 8 of those in the past, and they've been challenging for me.
A
and
dental?
Thank God this one was open.
Sure. A dental exam?
Yes.
What do your teeth
yes.
have to do with anything?
You know what they do? They take an x-ray of all of your teeth, and they look and make sure that there aren't any points of maybe cavity or where an infection could start. Because that's my greatest risk post-transplant are things like infection. And they say even if there's like a spot on your gums or a spot in between your teeth where maybe a cavity is starting, they would want to take care of that before transplant so you don't have, a risk or something that could cause an infection.
Okay. That makes sense.
So thorough.
Now I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, you have been quietly taking chemo. To knock down, I know you had a little bit of a relapse. It came back in very minute quantities. And they need to get that back down to zero. You need to be in remission before you can get the bone marrow transplant. But this chemo has been a little easier on your system, right?
This is just an oral chemo that I take every evening. And it has been. It's been a lot easier than my last 8 rounds. Thank God it's been tolerable. In the beginning, it was messing with my kidneys a little bit, but we got that under control. And so I've been taking it. This is the $10,000 a month pill that I've been taking. And every day I have a whole list of things that I'm grateful about and I list them out loud. And every day on that list is quality health care that I can afford. Health insurance that I can afford, and of course, health care as well, because there are people that can't afford this medication and then don't get it. And I am grateful every single day that I have, I'm in a union and we pay for health insurance and it got covered by this health insurance. And there's other options too. You can apply for assistance and things like that, but it is a long, arduous process. And I'm grateful that I feel like I'm in good hands with the Mayo and with our healthcare. And I hope the same for other people. Sometimes you got to fight tooth and nail to stay healthy. I was telling David during the break, Paul, I feel like being sick, and I mean this in no disrespectful way in any way, but it's almost like a lifestyle. It's hard to have a job and be sick at the same time. Yeah. It's hard to manage a family and a household, be sick at the same time. And I just have such empathy for And I'm not complaining. I'm not saying it's hard for me because work has been amazing and flexible and I get paid sick time and all of those things. But there are so many other people that are not as fortunate or as privileged as I. And I understand that every day because, you know, I mean, I had to take a few days off to go and do this. Thank God I have paid sick leave to be able to do it and a husband to schlep me around to all of these places. And I can right now I can afford the hotel for a few nights to stay here and do that. So I just feel incredibly lucky to be able to manage this disease and God willing, stay alive.
Yeah, we are blessed that we have good health insurance through this gig, through CCO, through Odyssey,
yep.
through Astra. So many people do not have health insurance. And I know, you know, it to me, it's kind of amazing. Some of the people who really didn't like Barack Obama, really did not like his policies, are okay with Obamacare, which opened up, mm-hmm. you know, health insurance to tens of millions of additional Americans, which I think is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have access to health care, regardless of pre-existing conditions, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we still have big challenges, and I think there are opportunities for more disruption in health care to make it cheaper and to make it more accessible. And that's why I'm looking forward to our next guest. That was your cue.
Who's coming on with us? No, it's okay. Our next guest, of course, is Tom Spencer. He's the CEO of HealthyMed. This is an organization that is helping people stay in their homes longer through telemedicine and devices in their homes so they don't necessarily have to go to a nursing home or have inpatient care. It's a local startup, which is kind of fun. It's Minnesota based. So we are going to be joined by Tom Spencer of HealthyMed next. I appreciate good health care a lot. I do. And I also know how important it is to be at home where you can recover better, where you can probably have more autonomy, eat your own food, yeah. maybe exercise, sleep in your own bed. Like, right, Paul? That it's so helpful when, as somebody who has spent a lot of time in a hospital, I get it.
No, I'm sure. I've never heard anybody say, I love being in the hospital. I love the ambiance. I love everything about it, the food, top to bottom. So, yeah, how do we keep people out of the hospitals and still get them the care that they need, right?
A local startup called HealthyMed, HealthyMed, is a Minnesota-based healthcare solutions company. This is it's sort of in-home digital care that's really tailored to keeping people in their home longer and also sort of a solution for rural patients so they can have access to quality health care. The CEO of HealthyMed is Tom Spencer. He is joining us now to talk about this first of its kind monitoring system. Tom, we're so happy to have you on the show.
Jordana and Paul, I'm very pleased to be with you, and I should let the two of you just continue to talk because you had it all right.
Well, but I'm glad we didn't misrepresent.
No, you did not.
No. Well, that's it. How does HealthyMed work? Who's it for? Describe it for us.
Well, HealthyMed is a public benefit corporation. It's an official and new designation for our company that offers an in-home system of care. We integrate high technology and high touch services to more effectively support our community's most vulnerable citizens.
Got it.
And
okay.
Think of these people as the people who suffer at home from medical, social, and financial conditions, and we're very targeted on Minnesota's Medicaid population, and specifically on individuals who have a waivered support so that they can get to their medical appointments, they can live more independently in their homes, and in all other ways, make it easier for them to get the kind of medical care that you and I would get.
Got it. By the way, Tom Spencer is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Tom, welcome. we've come a long way since the clapper and that little device, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up, push the button. And I'm always amazed now at technology in our homes, whether it's for security, entertainment. You know, homes are increasingly wired and capable of doing amazing things when it comes to monitoring the weather, HVAC conditions, security, a long list, and now add medicine to the mix. And I'm curious how disruptive this is. It seems like you're using technology to try to keep people out of hospitals. And I know we have, you know, a labor shortage right now in the healthcare industry, and it may take a long time to dig out from that. But is that a fair assessment, that targeted technology in the right hands at the right time can monitor people? And this takes telemedicine to a whole new level, right?
Well, you say an awful lot there, Paul, and that's exactly right. But let's start with how this really works. And how it really works is we support telehealth, which improves independence in the home. If our nurse, a HealthyMed nurse, makes an appointment call in the home, we train the client, the client to us, it's a patient to their physicians, to be able to use very simple but connected devices now, like a Bluetooth-connected thermometer, or a pulse oxygen sensor, or a heart rate monitor, or a blood pressure cuff. All of these things now have become digitized in a way that they're easy to use, easy to train, and we can now connect healthy signals, or think of them as vital signs, with their doctors and nurses on a 24/365 basis, which is amazing. Now, we do one thing that no one else does, and I think this is what you're driving at in part, and that is we are the first of its kind in the country to make visits with the physician or nurse practitioner who does the care and the prescribing for these individuals available through their television. We have a partnership with Sony, and Sony asked us a question. They said, what do you see the future of healthcare looking like in this country? And our answer was, we believe that for many families, they're going to want to have primary care and some specialty care available to them through their television. And Sony said, well, that's perfect, because we're not just a technology partner. We're also a producer of content and a distributor of content like games and so on and so forth. So that fits our vision perfectly. And we now make our telemedicine visits possible through a telehealth system. The telehealth system facilitates doctor and nurse practitioner appointments through the television.
Wow.
Okay. So, Tom, do the patients have to have this equipment in their home, like a blood pressure cuff? And if so, do you supply that?
We do. So, and thank you to the Department of Human Services. We've got some people in Minnesota. I know a lot of people these days like to criticize government, but we have some very, very wonderful people there who have given Minnesotans an opportunity, the first of its kind in the country, by helping us make this technology available. So the way it works is we use the Geek Squad at Best Buy to package our television, it's a 50-inch Sony Bravia TV, along with these specific medical devices, including a dose medication dispenser for all of the oral medications. So we know when you've taken your meds, your oral meds, in the morning, at noon, and at night. And they package this all up after they do some flash programming of the Sony television for us. And they send it up to a little warehouse we have here in Minneapolis. And from there, based on case managers who work in Hennepin County and all of the counties throughout the state, all 87 of them, we're in 14 now, and we're talking to 27 more. Those case managers then write a service authorization, and that service authorization actually pays for the installation of this equipment in a home. And the way it works, it's really two steps in the install. The first step is we send a Healthy Med nurse out to meet with the client, the Healthy Med client, and their family and caregivers, and explain to them the system, how it's going to work, and how it's going to improve their independence and decision-making and other things that they're concerned about. We understand after that meeting, the pre-installation, that it's a good fit, and then we come back, usually within a week, and we install the equipment and train them in the use of that equipment, and oftentimes family members, too. I remember a few years ago, I met a fellow with spastic quadriplegia in Northfield, young fellow, 22 years old. And you can imagine it was very difficult for he and his family to get him out the door and into the appointments with doctors in the community. So this system is perfect for people that have those kinds of challenges. We set it up, and usually within 2 to 3 weeks following that installation, they can have their first doctor or nurse practitioner visit on the television.
Wow. Hey, Tom, we're out of time. What's the website if listeners want more information on Healthy Med?
It's www.healthymed.com. H-E-A-L-T-H-E, not a Y, but an E, M-E-D.com.
Healthy Med, very cool. Wow, great promise.
Really interesting. Yeah, thank you for joining us. Tom Spencer, the CEO of Healthy Med, again, a local startup in Minnesota, and we are changing. We're doing it different. We're figuring out ways to serve people, and I do love that about Minnesota. We are clever, right? We're changing the game.
Well,
when we return, today's terrible trivia, it has an audio component, so listen and play along.
Ladies and gentlemen, 830-WCCO presents Paul and Jordana's Terrible Trivia.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's on a good day, it's terrible.
On a good day, that's right.
It isn't that the trivia is terrible itself. It's just that how we react to trivia and how we perform.
Now, we're terrible.
Yeah, it's the contestants that are terrible at guessing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, I'm speaking mostly for myself, but we all have good days and bad days with this stupid trivia.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What do you have for us today, David? Something fun.
Well, yeah, this is something that Paul sent my way, actually, and I'm told he didn't cheat. So is that
I did not
correct?
Look at it.
Okay, so... Oh. There's a website, and I've run across this before, and it's called the Museum of Endangered Sounds. So these are sounds that, you know, maybe were once commonly heard sounds that are now endangered, out of style, things we don't hear anymore. So I'm going to play for you guys the sounds. You can buzz in with your name and try to guess what they are. Does that sound good? I'll just do one as an example, okay? I'm hoping you know what this is. You guys know what that is?
No, it's maybe. A computer sound.
No. Well, yeah, but which computer sound is that? It's a specific sound that you may have heard.
I feel like it's Pong.
Messaging somebody on something. Boy, this could go really bad.
I'm going to go with
is it Instant Messenger?
Alex.
Yes, it's AOL Instant Messenger. That's the
Instant
noise
Messenger, yeah.
You'd get. You still have you AOL, got, right? That's not fair.
That's how she talks to her kids.
Judge. You have AOL.
Don't judge. You judge my AOL. Yeah. I love AOL. It's free and it works great. Love it.
Great.
This could be fun. Okay. Well, here's one. Let's start with one here that you might have to educate me on. But what is what's going on here?
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 12:38 and 50 seconds.
Yes, Paul.
Time and temperature?
Yes, I guess so. But apparently it was called
it's a phone call.
Yes. What? I don't know. Okay, that's correct, but I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you could call a number, and they're still out there.
What?
You can call a number and get the time. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
I don't do that. I have other tools now. But some people, it's a pretty good habit, you know?
You call a number and get the time and temperature and day?
Time and temperature, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And sometimes they're advertised, you know, brought to you by blah, blah, blah.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
That's
wow.
Funny.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, Paul.
Yeah. Nice job. Okay. How about
this? I'm glad I didn't know that.
How about this endangered sound? Paul. Yes.
That's a lawnmower.
Paul. No, that is not a
lawnmower. Oh, my gosh. You know what, David? I have no idea.
That's a possessed
some kind of engine?
No, that's the old movie countdown. So when you go to the movies, and it's kind of the fuzzy screen and the
four, three, two, one.
Yes. Now do you see it?
Over yes, here? Now I see it. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But you haven't heard that for a while
that's
now.
A bad
it's all
recording.
New digital, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. God, I miss the movies.
Okay. How about this one? I don't think I've ever heard this noise.
Oh, Jordana.
Yes, Jordana.
No. It's a typewriter.
It's close. Teletype. Oh, it's a teletype. Way to go. Paul, that is a... Which,
what's,
by
what's
the way,
the difference?
I don't know what a teletype is, but you got it right.
I don't either. Paul, what's a teletype?
Typewriter, you do the typing. A teletype types for you with information that's coming from a remote location. All you do is rip it off and... Yeah. It's it goes back about 40, 50 years. I had a weather teletype in my townhouse because I had a couple of radio stations I was doing the weather for. And you could personalize the information and get the raw data, the computer model data, whatever. And it would automatically come out at preset times. And so you had it. Before we had personal computers, you could get a tap to the National Weather Service and some of the products that they produce, but you needed a certain teletype. It's basically a fancy printer is what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like a printer. Okay, and it prints the information that the National Weather Service is spitting out.
Automatically, yes.
All right, I got
at certain times of the day, yes.
Ooh, automatically. Okay.
Boy, the things you learn.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Jordana.
Paul.
Yes, Jordan.
That's definitely a typewriter.
Anna,
that's definitely a typewriter.
Not
yeah.
a typewriter?
What?
That sounds like winding film, like putting a little Kodachrome in my camera.
Yes, indeed. That's winding an old school camera. You wind it and take the picture, and then you got to wind it again.
All we're doing is proving that I'm considerably older than Jordana.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Way older than you.
Yeah. Jordana, Paul's
I'm
older.
Trying.
I mean, winning.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
For 50.
I've had those cameras before.
You remember cameras?
Camera.
Grandpa, what's a camera?
Yes, yeah. I do.
What's film more like? Again, film. These are, this is from the Museum of Endangered Sounds. You can check out this website at home if you want. Again, these are sounds that are endangered you may not hear anymore. What is this? That is not playing. Let's try that again.
Oh, Jordana.
Paul
skipping
got
the record. Is that the sound from Asteroid from the Atari game?
Oh,
yeah.
Or is it Centipede?
I think I'm going to give that to you. It's actually Space Invaders. But that's pretty close. And Paul was going to guess Skipping Rocks.
I was going to guess
Lake of the Woods, which is not true.
It just takes me back to skipping records. Okay. Never mind.
Okay, let's do a couple.
And I got one.
Let's do a couple
more.
Couple more here. What is going on here in this sound?
The end of the world.
Any guesses? Alex. It's actually the start of something.
Yeah, is it like the HBO? Like
no,
when you're watching a movie?
HBO.
No.
But I think you're on the right track. I can't place
it. It is the original Macintosh startup sound. So when you had your old Macintosh, you know, with the big old screen and you'd start that thing up, you would hear that.
Didn't sound quite that good, but wow, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, should we do one more now? One more. Here we go. What is this?
Paul.
Oh. Yes, Paul.
That's a typewriter.
Sorry.
Finally.
Jordana, come on. You guessed it 7 times. You missed your chance.
I know.
Oh, these are fun. There's a bunch more. We'll have to come back to this someday. It's fun.
See, I picked something that I might actually be good at, Jordana, because they're older tunes.
My kids don't understand typewriters. They don't understand, like, you put in the paper and then you have to use whiteout. Like, that really is a super foreign concept to them. And I guess good. It's so much easier now. But, gosh, typewriters. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Okay, let's take a quick break. Oh, my goodness. Much sports news to discuss. Unfortunately, the Wolves lost last night. The series is tied 1-1. We will talk with Mike Max. That was fun, David. Next.
Yeah. Mike Max Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Yep. We knew the Grizzlies would come out swinging last night. And, it was kind of a beatdown with us. Joining us, as always, with some perspective and humor.
And questions. Can I ask a question, Paul?
No.
We don't have any answers.
I know. But when it rained, I drove through this rain. I was down in New Orleans this morning speaking, and so I drove back through this rainstorm. And I kind of like it in the spring because I get to see lots of ducks. And if you're a duck hunter, you like to see lots of ducks. It's fun to see. But I'm thinking to myself, I know that there's a lot of runoff into lakes and rivers when it's like this. But how much does this affect greening the grass, and how deep is the frost line, you know, before it absorbs? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this helps a lot. No, this helps to recharge the soil moisture.
Okay, well, good then.
And we're
sure was worried about that. Yep.
Good shape. The drought has eased.
Yep.
So we're in much better shape than we were last summer and last fall.
Celebrate
the rain. I'm optimistic.
Yep. Celebrate the rain. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There, we delayed talking about the Timberwolves for another 30 seconds.
That was a tactic.
Why do you want to delay it?
They didn't look very good last day. Memphis made the adjustment. This is where the playoffs get interesting. Memphis said, okay, that's what you're going to try to do to us when the Wolves won in game one. Okay, take this. And they gave the counterpunch, and they hit really hard last night.
Yeah.
So you'll see them do the same thing. I won't get too technical as to how they switch screens and ball screens and big-small matchups and all that kind of stuff. But they've made they obviously found some weaknesses in the Timberwolves that were exploited last night. Now it's up to the Wolves to try to negate that. And Chris Finch talked about how, you know, Anthony Edwards has to be better than he was last night. And it's not about, you know, what they're doing to him defensively in his case. It's about him just having to make good decisions and know when to take the ball and go with it and when not to and when to spread the floor out. So he saw a lot of things that were very correctable and he thought were driven by inexperience from the Timberwolves in the playoffs.
Do you agree with that?
I can see what he's saying. When he starts to talk about it, you go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, certain things that Memphis did to them that they didn't react well on the floor to that they should have. But, you know, there's a little anxiety when you haven't played in many situations like that and you're on the road. So bring it back home. Bring the fans out there. It'll be packed. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Twins also lost last night.
They did. Yeah, Salvador Perez hit a couple home runs against him, one against Chris Archer and one against Tyler Duffy, and he's a Twins killer. And then Hunter Dozier hit one in the sixth inning as well, and that was the difference. Twins had the lead for some time. Carlos Correa drove in a run. That's, you know, mildly a good sign. Archer pitched pretty well until the fifth inning. Then he got tired and ended up walking in a run, which was, you know, that's a baseball cardinal sin when you're a pitcher and you walk in a run. But he showed a little life in that arm, and so, you know, you stick with him for a while and you hope you got something. But Kansas City got the long ball going a little bit there, and tonight the Twins will come back. And Chris Paddock's going to pitch for the second time. He threw that game where Clayton Kershaw had the perfect game through seven innings, and I talked to Paddock after that game last week, and he seemed like he was fairly comfortable and excited to get the first one through. But he's you know, this is a proving ground for him too, because he's trying to stay in the rotation after a couple of bad years in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Maxie, what's on your show? What are you covering? We have about 30 seconds.
The Twins in Kansas City, because I won't have a show tonight.
Mm-hmm,
but I'm covering the Timberwolves. The Gophers got
TV.
Another transfer. Yep. Big Ten tournament is coming to Target Center. The women's tournament in 2023 and 24. The men's Big Ten tournament in 2024. So there's some stuff going on around town, let me tell you.
A lot.
All right.
A lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Maxie.
Yep.
Thanks, Maxie. Hey, when we come back, Ashley Shelby, one of Don Shelby's amazing daughters, on changes in Antarctica. Stick around. That's coming up next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.